On Mondays, we read from your letters. Adrian, age 22, wrote in during our show on raising teens to make sure our conversation on the topic was complete. All of your callers so far have been parents of teens, and there's no youth perspective, he wrote. When going through those terrible teens, my parents were going through a divorce, and I felt uncomfortable seeking guidance from either of them. Being young and very impressionable, what I really needed at the time were two very involved parents, although at the time, I did not know that. At that time, my parents were not the coolest people in the world, but I did and still do love them. Had they been home a little more often and genuinely been interested in my life, I would have felt much better about coming to them for advice and, more importantly, respected their opinions. Our program on the U.S. Constitution asked listeners to call or write to tell us about their favorite part of the Constitution. Here's what Kevin Marks had to say. I'm a big fan of Section 8, Clause 8, the copyright clause. It says the Congress shall have the power to promote the progress of science and useful arts by securing for limited times to authors and inventors the exclusive right to their respective writings and discoveries. This clear-sighted balance statement has been sadly ignored over the years as copyright has been extended longer and longer, ignoring the limited times part, and extended to so many things that do not promote progress of science and art. I liked it so much, I made t-shirts with it on. Henry from Seattle wrote in to tell us about his favorite constitutional event. I have friends who live on the major thoroughfare to the best 4th of July fireworks watching spot in Seattle. They have an annual party on the 4th and set up a Constitution quiz booth in the front yard. For a dime, passers-by on their way to celebrate the 4th can answer a straightforward question about their constitutional rights, get it right, and the prize is a cold can of American beer, or root beer. Well, we actually tracked down Henry's friends, and joining us now on the phone from Seattle is Lauren Kinman. Lauren, thanks for taking the time to join us.
You know, I'm feeling pretty patriotic today, Neil.
Good. Well, how did this quiz get started?
Well, as Henry said, we are on the major thoroughfare down to the fireworks display, and people used to trample through my garden on the way to see the fireworks. And I started to think, well, do they really know what they're going down to celebrate? Because they were crushing all my pumpkins. It made me quite irate.
Well, how do the contestants usually do?
We actually usually ask them a very, very simple question, that being the rights or freedoms guaranteed by the First Amendment.
There are a couple of tricky ones in there.
Well, there's some tricky ones, but you have to prod them to get even the first one out of them.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, your idea for a Constitution quiz has inspired our staff here at Talk of the Nation to construct one of our very own, and while we can't promise you a cold beer, if you answer 2 out of 3 of our questions, you will get a National Public Radio t-shirt. We've gone to Linda Monk, the author of The Words We Live By, your annotated guide to the Constitution, to help us with some questions. So are you ready to play with us, Lauren?
I'll give it the old college try.
All right. I think the first couple, I think, are going to be pretty easy. What branch of government is established by Article 1 of the Constitution?
Article 1 would be the legislative branch.
I wish I had a bell here to go, ding, 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 ding. You're right. And what name is given to the first 10 amendments to the Constitution?
Well, that, of course, would be the Bill of Rights.
Absolutely correct again. What government official is the only person to be a member of 2 branches of government?
Ooh, wow, you're throwing me a curveball there. Can I give me a thought? Give me a minute for that one here. You know, I'm going to go out on a limb because I'm much more of an authority on the Bill of Rights, but I'm going to say the Vice President.
Correct! The Vice President of the United States, who serves in both the executive and in the legislative branch as President of the Senate. So 3 for 3. I guess you're going to get a t-shirt, Lauren.
That's great.
Lauren Kinman, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Lauren Kinman was with us from his home in Seattle, Washington, where he hosts a Constitution quiz every 4th of July. Finally, many of our listeners wrote in to reflect on the death of Fred Rogers, and here's one more from Kemper Moreland. In the Wall Street Journal, I once read a report that Mr. Rogers' car had been stolen in Pittsburgh. When the thief found out whose car it was he had stolen, he returned the car the next day. Everybody liked Mr. Rogers.